This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want to visit Hawaii now, the governor of Hawaii announced yesterday, you'll have to be vaccinated and boosted if you want to visit the state of Hawaii. So in order to enter a state in the United States of America, I mean, this is just unheard of. You will either have to be vaccinated and boosted, or you'll have to quarantine on the island for 5 days. Now, quarantining in Hawaii is horrible. It sounds great at first. You go, oh, well, if I have to quarantine anywhere, might as well be Hawaii. No. You have to go to your room like a child. You can't leave the room. They deliver food up to you. They leave it outside the doorway. They act like you're COVID positive. You can't leave. You can't go for a walk. You can't go down to the pool. You can't get a drink. Nothing. You have to stay in your room like a leper. It's the most bizarre thing in the world that this is happening in the United States of America for a virus that has a death rate that is almost statistically insignificant at this point if you don't have a comorbidity or you're not a very elderly person. And yet we act this way in the United States of America. For you to now enter a state there, it's basically easier. It's easier to get into certain foreign countries at this point than it is to get into another state, Hawaii. And we put up with this. It's just mind boggling. You want to go there, you better be vaccinated and boosted, or you're going to have to hole up in your room for 5 days and then take tests. I mean, how is this the United States of America? Honestly, Hawaii makes me mad. It's one of those things I got asked the other day. Would you ever live there? No, it's too expensive and it's way too liberal. How could I live in a state that thinks it's okay to treat Americans like this? How could I live in a state like that? First of all, even to go there, you got to declare if you have any produce on you in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. Do you think I have produce? Get a warrant and search me. I'm not declaring that I have anything on me. That's how I view it. This is the United States. I'm not going into a foreign country here, but that's for another show. I've gone on tirades over that over the years too. But on this point, and don't justify, I don't care. You justify anything you want. You justify a million things. It doesn't matter. This is the Fourth Amendment out trumps any of your justifications for anything. But this is where we are. It's lunacy time. So even though the vaccines don't stop the spread of COVID-19, you could be a fully vaccinated, boosted person on that plane, get off the plane in Hawaii and be a super spreader. You can still be free in the state of Hawaii. But if you're not vaccinated, you'll have to hole up in your room for 5 days. It's bizarre. It's virtue signaling is what it is. It's complete virtue signaling. California, because I always think about it too. I want warm weather. That's ultimately my goal, is to have the Zioli family, much like the Corleone family got out of New York, wound up going west. I would like at some point the Zioli family to get out of New Jersey, go someplace warm. So I weigh several options. I love California. I do. I love the beauty of California, the majestic beauty of the Bear Republic. I do. I love it. I think it's beautiful. The mountains, the sea. I love it. I could never live there. I couldn't. It's just too liberal. I couldn't do it. And now they're actually weighing a proposal that could double California taxes. The bill would increase taxes by roughly $12,250 per household. Per household. They want to establish a single-payer health system. They're crazy in California. A single-payer health system. And in order to pay for that, they would have to whack everybody's taxes by roughly $12,000 per household in order to fund this, to raise now an additional $163 billion a year, which is more than California raised in total tax revenue any year before the pandemic. But Gavin Newsom's a lunatic. I mean, the guy is a socialist, and he wants to become president. Now, so I contrast it. Then I look at the other warm state in the country, Florida. There's no income tax in Florida. There's no income tax. So I could go to California and I could just bleed money, where the marginal rate on wage income would soar to 18% in California. 18%, well above the median top rate of 5.3 and the state's existing rate of 12.3. There'd be an 18 bracket system with higher taxes kicking in for individuals earning more than $150,000 a year. And then the highest rate would apply to those making more than $2.5 million. Well, I'm nowhere near that, obviously, but that's the point. It's the principle of it. And you know what happens too? It's like it starts to creep up little by little until all of a sudden you realize, how much am I paying between this and the federal taxes? I'm paying like 60-70% of my salary in taxes. Florida, there's no income tax. And you know what worries me about Florida though, and I said this the other day to somebody, I said the problem though is so many people are leaving blue states to go to Florida that I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of years Florida goes blue. Because what always amazes me is people will leave these states, they're expensive, they don't like the fact that they don't have freedom, and then they go there and they vote Democrats who then wind up making it a blue state. I mean, Florida is one of those states that could easily flip back to being a Democrat state. It's a swing state for a reason. They call it that. And that's what I think scares a lot of people about it. You know, that all these people are going to come down from New York, come down from Jersey, Philly, and then they're going to start voting for Democrats who are going to turn Florida into California. Just like Phil Murphy was very adamant when he first got elected governor of New Jersey. He said, we're going to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. This is what they believe. They don't shy from this. This is what they believe, and what they believe their mission on earth is to make these states as progressive and expensive as possible. You remember in the campaign for governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy said, and Jack Chitarelli played him saying it many times, if taxes are your issue, maybe we're not your state. That was his thing. Because in his mind, he believes that, no, New Jersey has to become like California. Has to. And it's what needs to happen. I was listening the other day, Governor Kathy Hochul of New York. This is not a bright person. She's not. She was saying yesterday on Martin Luther King Day, because they were using the entire day to drive this whole message that Republicans are stealing votes. They want to deprive people of the right to vote. I think it was Joy Reid who said, Republicans today, it's the equivalent of how many guests, you know, you got to figure out how many jelly beans are in the jar before you can vote. And so she's going on about how all across the country, Republicans are trying to deprive people of the right to vote, but not here in New York. New York is one of the biggest states in the country. So if it's not happening in New York, one could conclude it may not be happening anywhere, but she actually said this, but not here, thankfully, but everywhere else it's happening. So we got to do something about it. Anyway, I laugh at this stuff. I do, because I mean, raising taxes like this in California, you're just going to see more people leave California. There's this exodus happening from California. People are moving to Texas. So the five states that saw the biggest exodus of people all have Democrat governors. The five states that saw the biggest influx of people all have Republican governors. Even Vermont. You know, people don't realize because of Bernie Sanders, Vermont has a Republican governor. It does. It usually does. Vermont actually is a much more conservative state than you realize in many respects. But again, it's like, you know, there's also this huge bunch of nutty people in Vermont, too. But it's people love Vermont. They do. They love it. I could never live there. Way too cold for me. Could never do it. No interest. No interest whatsoever. But outside of Burlington, it's a much more conservative place. It's like anything else. You know, it's got these conservative pockets outside of the metro areas. So the five states in the United States of America, so the biggest exodus, all have Democrat governors. The five states with the biggest influx of new people all have Republican governors. There's a reason for this. There's a reason why this is happening. There are 36 governors' races on the ballot this year in 2022. And I can just think what some of the issues are going to be. But what scares me, though, is that so many people embrace the kind of lunacy of like a Hawaii, where you must be vaccinated and boosted before you can come to another state within the country, where they think it's perfectly fine to impose those kind of rules on Americans for a virus that is not killing people to the degree that smallpox was or anything like that, where you could justify this. And I mean, not even close. And then also, too, when the vaccine is not stopping the spread of COVID-19. So, I mean, I know people this weekend, they were all together. There were like 10 vaccinated people all in New York. They took like five rapid COVID tests over the course of their 4-day weekend. They were all worried about getting it and giving it. They're all vaccinated and boosted. The point is, we see this nuttiness everywhere. And I've had it. I mean, I've just had it. I really have. And you know, more Americans right now, because of these dumb isolation times, more Americans have depression and anxiety symptoms while coping with pandemic isolation. So the new data that came out shows thousands of Americans are living with depression and anxiety. And many mental health professionals agree the increase is likely linked to COVID. That's right. Over the past 2 years, psychologists are saying they've seen more and more new patients reaching out for help. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 50% of people ages 18 to 29 who live alone have symptoms of anxiety and depression. The same goes for people 30 to 44. And they say quarantine, social distance, stay away from large groups, and all of that can be draining. They say draining. And it winds up causing people to be very depressed. Like, there's one writer who said, this guy, David Walker, he lives in Portland, Oregon. He said, Portland, Maine. He said, I used to travel. I'd go to conventions and shows. I would spend about 2 months out of every year on the road out of town. I'd see hundreds, if not thousands of other people at conventions. And so I'd probably say 95 to 99% of my actual personal interactions are gone. And he says his daily life has changed as well. Even going to get coffee could be a hard decision for him. He says, I think about it from the perspective of every interaction could potentially get you infected. The problem is that for a lot of people who have a little bit of anxiety, this ratchets it up in them tremendously. This one mental health professional said, my practice is seeing anywhere from 35 to a 40% increase of people coming in, specifically around the pandemic, he said. He says, it's unending, seemingly so. It's unending, and they don't even know what to do. They can't even figure it out right now. So then you understand then why people might be moving to states. Here are the top outbound states. Ready? Number one, Pennsylvania. Top outbound state. I'm sorry, number 12 is Pennsylvania, not number one. Sorry. That's one of the most outbound states in the country. People are leaving it. Leaving. Pennsylvania. They want out. They want out. And it's a shame because Pennsylvania is a great state. Used to be a great state to be in. People used to love living here. And now there's so much frustration in it. But the top five states, and you probably can figure this out if you were to really think about it. Top outbound states. Number one, Illinois. One of the bluest states in the country. And I do think weather plays a big part in this too. Number two, New Jersey. That's right. New Jersey, one of the top outbound states in the country. Taxes are huge. You can never get enough. Number three, New York. Third top outbound state in the country. That's right. Number four, Connecticut. Also a big blue state. Every now and then has a Republican governor. Not now. Number five, Kansas. You know what's interesting about Kansas? Kansas has a Democrat governor. It's got it's one of those swing states. But the problem for Kansas is that they've got a lot of corporations. They've got incentive packages. They've got all those things. They've got a lot of good reasons to live there. And yet people are fleeing the state of Kansas, too. And then Massachusetts. I mean, you keep going down this list. Ohio. I mean, you can understand. And then the inbound states that you look at the most, and Florida is number one. And people coming into that state. They love the weather. They love the no income tax. They love the freedom. I think all these things factor into it. But with all these people moving out of blue states, doesn't it scare you that those, like the states they move into, the red states are just going to wind up becoming blue states? It scares me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.